From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The United States says Russia has isolated and endangered itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria. Speaking Thursday to reporters, White House spokesman Josh Earnest accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to Washington. Earnest said Washington believes Russian intervention will prolong Syria's sectarian conflict and put Russia at risk of being drawn more deeply into it. Moscow began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria on Wednesday, saying it is defending the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. Also Thursday, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, tried to downplay disagreements with the United States about the new Russian air campaign. Lavrov said Moscow sees eye to eye with a U.S.-led coalition that has been exclusively bombing Islamic State militants in Syria for the past year. Lavrov said Russia is targeting Islamic State militants, the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Group, and other terrorists. But observers said the targets struck by Russian warplanes on Thursday included moderate opposition fighters backed by the United States. U.S. police say a gunman has killed several people and wounded more than 20 others at a small community college in the northwestern town of Roseburg, Oregon. Details of Thursday's shooting at Umpqua Community College were still unclear, including the number of fatalities. Earlier reports put the death toll at 10, but later reduced that number to 7. A local sheriff confirmed that the shooter was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police. This is VOA. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a strong condemnation of the deal between Iran and major world powers aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program. In a speech to the UN General Assembly on Thursday in New York, Netanyahu acknowledged that the deal does place several constraints on the Iranian nuclear program. But the catch, he said, is that the most important of those constraints will be lifted in 10 to 15 years, no matter how Iran behaves.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
Israel has repeatedly warned that it is prepared to use military force to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear arms, something Israel sees as a threat to its existence given repeated Iranian threats to destroy the Jewish state. Tehran denies seeking atomic weapons. Israeli authorities say an Israeli mother and father were shot dead in an attack on their vehicle by suspected Palestinian militants late Thursday in the northern West Bank. The couple from the Jewish settlement of Neria leaves behind 6 orphaned children. 4 of those children, aged 4 months, 4, 7, and 9 years old, were in the vehicle at the time of the attack, but they were not hit by the gunfire. Israeli security services were hunting for the perpetrators. Kurdish fighters in northern Iraq say they have driven out the Islamic State group from more than 140 square kilometers of territory near the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The Kurdish Peshmerga fighters said Thursday that they pushed the militants south of Kirkuk with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes, and they also secured a highway from Kirkuk to the central Iraqi city of Samarra. Speaking to the VOA Kurdish service, a Peshmerga commander in the region said his forces recaptured 12 Iraqi villages from the Islamic State on Wednesday. And Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says Afghan security forces have retaken the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban insurgents after heavy fighting that involved American troops. Speaking Thursday to reporters in Kabul, Ghani said his security forces had removed doubts about their abilities by successfully ending the Taliban's brief hold on Kunduz, which lasted several days. He also said government forces did not suffer any casualties in the fighting while inflicting a heavy toll on the Taliban fighters.
That's the latest world news from VOA.